was, I suppose, the main problem with the show in the end. It never really knew what it was. It had no ideological purpose, no bravery, no moral leadership. It lacked a grasp, I think, of the existential crisis facing our society. And as a result, it deserved, I suppose in a very real sense, to be the first against the wall when the revolution came. Walter Scruton there, describing the last days of the formerly popular show, Countdown. That's right! Children and heroes of the revolution eat free at Tory World. Experience the smug indifference to public suffering in the privatisation zone. See for yourself the moral degradation of the Cohn's Hotline and Citizens' Charter. Gasp in amazement at the brazen folly of the hated poll tax. And shield your eyes from the pain inflicted by privately owned cars and houses. See how the 1% lived before the revolution, and see how the terror of Toryism ended when you meet Madame Guillotine. Tickets issued by your local authority on the basis of your commitment to kinder, gentler politics. This marks only the third time since the Purge that the ball had ever crossed the line. It was a disgusting show of hubris, but the crowd respectfully sat in silence as Wayne Rooney embraced the Arsenal goalkeeper and expressed solidarity with the North London team's struggle. He was joined then on the pitch by a visibly upset and repentant head coach who immediately offered his own life, an offer politely and in good humour rejected by the Arsenal crowd in favour of a spell of hard labour in a Cheshire salt mine. Since the banning of competitive sport, the exhibition matches between Everton and Arsenal have continued to draw thousands. But surely now the government's attention must be turned to the urgent need to remove the goalposts from pitches to prevent such a naked display of the desire of sportsmen to dominate the weather. And at 8 o'clock, the new comedy programme, It Ain't Half Cold, Comrade, resumes, featuring the exploits of wacky David, Margaret, John, Gordon and Tony, sentenced to the Dounreay Gulag for crimes against the revolution. Listen along as they receive hilarious political re-education, McDonald's style. Parents are warned, this programme contains forthright discussion. Viking, North at Sirrah, South at Sirrah, 20, later 23, patriotic but without imperialist jingoism, committed to the ideological struggle. 40s, Cromarty, 17 becoming 43 for a time, unwavering in their devotion to the principles of the Durham Miners' Gala. 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bite, 22, sometimes 24, and falling to 12 later, may as well be fucking Tories, why don't they just join the fucking Conservatives, seriously? Humber, Thames, Dover, 0 becoming 6 later, possibly counter-revolutionary, and liable to investigation for transgressions against the people. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, 3, Dead calm, running dogs of capitalism, first against the wall come the next purge. And now news of the leadership. Comrade leader Jeremy Corbyn today announced a 3-year push in the creation of a socialist republic capable of slow but moderate success in all respects, and detailed plans for the creation of people's creches to replace buildings now left vacant by the capitalist filth who betrayed the people and scurried off like rats to other countries after the great success. Speaking at the now traditional train vestibule address, the great comrade leader further announced that henceforth Momentum, the organisation formed to foment the great success, would be known as Inertia. In his wide-ranging speech, he explained that when choosing between areas to focus the great power of the workers, he had decided he had sympathy with all potential resource allocations. He also announced plans to turn Hertfordshire into an allotment. Tears of joy and some fainting were reported from among Hertfordshire's former landowners. Challenged by the Inertia Red Guard, many of them expressed their heartfelt desire to aid the revolution and their swelling pride at the work undertaken so far to rebalance the economy for the many members of Inertia and not the few who understood the means of production. Great Revolutionary Treasurer John McDonnell has announced complete success in balancing the nation's finances. Speaking beside an enormous printing press, he outlined that whilst spending had increased threefold since the great success, by the great efforts of the nation's printers, enough money now existed to pay for it all. Richard Burgon, the Revolutionary Minister for Justice, has expressed his satisfaction at the great strides being made by the new judiciary in the punishment of ideological crimes. The new judiciary, drawn from the ranks of former members of Momentum to replace the hated Tory bourgeois judges, rightfully guillotined and machine-gunned in the Great Success, has sentenced all former members of the Fabian Society to be re-educated with a quarter ounce of lead to the back of the head. In other news, it has been reported that Minister Burgon has mastered the use of a crayon. Field guidance was given today not by Comrade Leader Corbyn, but by Emily Thornberry, the Minister for International Solidarity. She visited the No. 3 small car workers' combine at Dagenham and exhorted them to apply their hearts and souls into the production of a small family car suitable to express the wish for brotherhood, sisterhood and the realisation of the workers' struggle, internationally and at home. And finally, in the city today, the new pound sterling has reached market parity with the United States cent. Gold reached £425,000 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude end of the day at around one-third of GDP. In some good news for homemakers, Morrison's Workers Cooperative has announced that butter is again available for sale. This poorly thought-through drivel was produced, written and performed by Ben Archibald for HugoRudd.com. Sorry.